said it was a terrible wreck up the road. But by the time, there's no need to call the doctor, because by the time you got there, the people were, what?
Dead?
Yeah, you would say they were.
Oh, I would say they had been taken to the hospital.
Yeah, now, using dead, would you say they were done dead or they were already dead?
No, they were already dead.
Okay. And you say, in a dangerous situation like that, he what, to be careful?
In a situation like that, he, what would I mean about he?
Or a person, what, to be careful? A person should be careful, you know, what that is, someone, what?
The person should have been careful.
Yes. I mean, to say he, would you say he belongs to be careful, or he ought to be careful, or how would you say that?
Yes, I would say he should be careful, or he should have been careful, or he should be careful.
He ought to be careful.
He has to be careful.
Okay. And you say, okay, you say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you what?
You were scared to go through the graveyard.
Okay. Are you using the word dare? I'll bet you.
I dare you to go to the graveyard?
But I'll bet you, and then using the word dare.
I bet you will not take a dare?
Yeah. Okay. Would you say, you dare not, or you dasn't or daren't?
I've heard the word dasn't, but I haven't heard that since I was a child. You, I dare you to go through the graveyard, or... You think there's another expression I could use instead of dare?
No, just the negative of dare. The opposite of he dares to do it. The opposite of that is he.
I bet. Would it be dare?
I think it's something like dasn't.
Dasn't. I wouldn't have thought of using that.
Okay, you say, you aren't doing what you want to do.
You are not doing what you are supposed to do?
Yeah, okay. Or another way of saying that is, you aren't doing what you, would you say, ought to do?
You are not doing what you are supposed to do, or should do, or ought to do.
Okay. And you say, if a boy got a whipping, you say, he probably did something he
should not have done.
Or using the word ought.
Ought not.
And someone, you might say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I, what?
Will not do it.
Okay. Or I...
Won't.
Okay. And, when you get something that was hard work done all by yourself and your friend was just standing around not helping, you might say, well, you, what?
You could help.
Or you might think you might have
done.
Yeah.
You said if the friend, if I'm doing something and the friend's standing around not helping?
Yeah. And after it's over, you say, well, you...
You might have helped me.
Okay. And if someone asks you if you can do something and you're not sure, you say, well, I'm not sure, but I might
try.
Okay. This is the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
The owl.
Okay. And the little kind that makes a scary noise.
That's the hoot owl.
Is that little?
They're not as big as the... Wait a minute now. They are the large owls. Around here...
What about the one that has the real shrill voice?